Lenten Journey Day 4, Giving. As Lent continues, we find many opportunities to bring our life down to the bare essentials, to strip it away from all of the excesses and find what is really essential and necessary for our lives. We find that giving, the action of giving to others, enhances our spiritual life. And so during the Lenten period, we are called to give, but with certain restrictions. Let us take a look at the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus instructs us on proper giving. Jesus says, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what the right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you." Hence, we see that this action of giving is an important one because, well, it is the outward expression of our faith. By giving to others, we are expressing the inner desires of our heart. And by not giving, well, we say much about our heart. We say much about who we are. Usually, giving is tied also with receiving, sometimes with taking. And we find that giving and receiving and taking, well, they find an equilibrium and a balance in our life, so that we give to those from whom we can receive, and we take, well, from those who can give. And sometimes we keep this balance alive with man-made, or let's say those excesses that we're trying to strip during Lent. Sometimes this balance is kept alive by the artificial means that we've placed on our giving. And that's what Jesus cautions us about. If you're going to give, keep it pure. If you're going to give to others, make sure that it is a true giving to others without ever expecting anything in return. In fact, throughout the Gospels, Jesus continually tells us to help and aid the poor, to aid those in need. Why? Well, obviously, because they need it. But even more, we need it. Because in aiding others, in helping others, we understand that life is more than the accumulation of wealth. And so Jesus cautions us. He says, don't sound the trumpets when you give. Because it's not about what you're going to get in return. It's about a one-directional giving. And at that point, you lose the self. Because ego doesn't matter. At that point, the desire of the heart is truly pure. Because it's about giving. It's about expressing love unconditionally, without condition of return. When Jesus says, it is better to give than it is to receive, he is disrupting the balance. He is placing a greater than sign in place of the equal sign. And we're called to do the same. During the Lenten period, we are called to really examine ourselves with fasting, with prayer, and with giving. Now that giving is the easiest of the three to examine. Because it's obvious. We can see ourselves give. There is a record of our giving. And so, take advantage of this time. In fact, on this day 4 of Lent, here is a small little exercise. Look at the people in your past and your present. People who have touched you in unique ways. You'll find the ones that have influenced you the most. We're not the superstars. We're not the athletes. We're not the recording stars. But we're the very simple people who gave something to you. Perhaps a mother. perhaps a grandfather, perhaps somebody who shared some time with you or an advice. You see, that giving never dies. And that giving is the expression of love when we say love never dies. That giving is something you take with you forever. Now, take that and transfer it into your life by making it a one-way street of giving, exactly as God gives. God gives us the most precious gift of all, that life that we have. He gives us salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is given unconditionally. In other words, despite ourselves. And so, in the same manner, give to others. In fact, throughout the Gospels, Jesus instructs us to give to others who have absolutely no way to pay us back. Why? Because in so doing, we become godlike. God did the same thing. He gave to us people who have absolutely no way to repay God, but to do the same to others, to love others, to care for others. On this fourth day of Lent, take an inventory of the people who have given. Take an opportunity today to give to others. It doesn't mean giving money, because much more important than the money you have in your pocket is the time, is the care and the love. To find an elderly person who needs a few moments of your time. To find a child who can use somebody to read a book with. To find somebody who needs care, somebody who needs love, somebody who needs something as basic as a smile. This is your chance. And when you do it, as Jesus tells you, do not sound a trumpet. Don't say, hey, look at me. In fact, do it and then walk away. Let us pray one of the prayers of St. Nerses Shnorhali. Bestower of mercy, grant that I may come to you with true faith, with good works, and by the communion of your holy body and blood. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. This is Father Vasca, and looking forward to taking the next step on this Lenten journey with you tomorrow. Please join us also at epostle.net, where you'll find other podcasts, recipes, and resources to get you through this Lenten period. That's epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic Universe.